In today's video, I wanted to talk about FEMA and why this organization is extremely important right now. Also wanted to talk about the vaccine and just some thoughts on that and everything that's going on. So my last and final podcast was on the Black Pill with Shane and Ken, and I talked about Donald Trump and why I believe he is not to be trusted. And I explained the pandemic situation and wanted to play a clip from this podcast as a preface for this video. So here it is. This is me on Black Pill. This was back in August of 2021. You cannot deny that Agenda 2030 does not exist. And this has been planned and executed through executive orders since the presidency of John F. Kennedy. Now, FEMA, now this is really important. FEMA was established by Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski. Zbigniew Brzezinski started the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller and wrote books about the technocracy and the dystopian future of America. This was back in the 1970s. Jeffrey Epstein was also a member of the Trilateral Commission. Okay, these are eugenicists. These people want to depopulate. Was also Brzezinski who pushed Jimmy Carter to start engaging in China. And we know that the Rockefellers have had this prominent relationship with China because the Rockefellers sold oil to China. For over a century, the Rockefellers have been selling oil to China. Now, the Rockefellers and Brzezinski were very interested in Big Brother surveillance. And China was the first country to roll it out with the social credit system and Skynet. Now, if we go back in history, we know that Tavistock agents tried to sell FEMA to John F. Kennedy, and John F. Kennedy did not want to install FEMA. We know that the Club of Rome played a huge part in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we know that JFK was murdered after like a year and a half of being president. Like, he did not play their game and he was gone. Now, in 1972, President Nixon signed Executive Order 11490. Now, this executive order might arguably be one of the most important executive orders that was ever passed, and I don't think anybody knows about it. But this executive order says that the government can and will suspend the Constitution for up to 5 years during a declared national emergency or pandemic. Now, while Jimmy Carter was president, he took these 23 executive orders that were signed by Nixon and gave power to FEMA. So Jimmy Carter basically finished what JFK never wanted to start. Okay. Then in 1988, Ronald Reagan signed into law the Stafford Act, which gave more power to FEMA. George H.W. Bush signed an executive order, which gave FEMA the right to divide America into 10 federal regions. Now, if you Google FEMA 10 federal regions, you can see the map and how we are split up into 10 regions for these FEMA camps, okay? Now, in 1993, Bill Clinton signed Executive Order 12852. Okay, this was called the President's Council on Sustainable Development. This order recognizes that the United Nations becomes the law of the land. It suspends our constitution during a pandemic and gives all control to the United Nations.
Yeah, because the people we voted for, right? You know,
motherfucker.
Right. So this is also the reason why, since 1993, the United Nations has dictated where our military troops go, where our military bases are. Okay, and what's crazy is if you go back and read this executive order, again, it's 12852. They literally call it Agenda 21 in the executive order. This is not conspiracy. Okay, it is called Agenda 21 executive order. Okay, and then Obama signed another executive order that has to do with the Stafford Act, which basically pushed what Reagan had started. So every president since after Kennedy has been pushing Agenda 2030 forward slowly, but not obvious to the American people. And because we were all distracted by these wars and other traumas, nobody paid attention to Agenda 2030, even though they talked about it, but nobody understood it at the time. You know, hindsight's always 2020. Okay, so fast forward to March 13th, 2020. Trump declares the country in a state of emergency, a pandemic, and we've never been the same.
And never will be.
And never will be. And, you know, I just, before I wrap this up, like in regards to Trump, I just want to ask people who still support him, you know, why was there no justice for human trafficking? Why were the Clintons not exposed? Where's Ghislaine? We're supposed to believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. What about Pizzagate? The Mueller report, John Durham, Bill Barr, all these lies, okay? These lies pushed on us. There's no justice.
All, oh, dude, he literally
no justice.
Blue balling all his big fans, like, oh, it's coming. It's coming. Just wait. It's perfect timing. It's right there. And then nothing happens, man.
It was, he became president at the right time to push all of this. And it's my belief that, you know, if you're the president of the United States, you know, in the minds of most people that actually believe that the president is like a genuinely legit person who has power to do whatever they want, they don't. They are chosen, it's orchestrated, it's designed. And Trump, who claimed to be this, you know, patriot, if he was the patriot he claimed to be, he would have never let this happen to our country. People don't understand. We are living under martial law. It's been 18 months. And, you know, there's going to be Trump people that come out and say, oh, well, you know, they stole the election and the January 6th. It's...
Well,
that's
it's even crazier.
Such bullshit.
Even like, crazier it's, now when you tell people, like, no, we're under martial law. This isn't normal. They're like... No, what do you mean? You can still go do this. You can do that. They've normalized all this shit for a lot of people that they don't see the bull crap that we have to deal with every freaking day. It's everyone just the cognitive dissonance. They're like, no, I can go to the bar now. I can go to the grocery store and I don't have to wear a mask. It's all good. We're back to normal now. And it's not even close back to normal, man.
Oh, and not to mention Operation Warp Speed, which got this vaccine going. And then, you know, there's so much
trillions and trillions of dollars going off to those people. So he's just paying them all off, man.
Yeah. And there's so much confusion with the vaccine and what it's actually doing. And then there's connections to blockchain technology and, you know, digital health economics. And there's just so much like this web goes so deep.
Okay, so if you haven't heard this entire interview on the Black Pill podcast, please check it out. I think it's one of the most important videos I've done to date. I believe it's still on YouTube or anywhere that has podcasts. But before I get into FEMA, I want to talk about the Constitution for a minute. You know, when the Constitution was written, it was set up to provide clear divisions of legislative, executive, and judicial powers. It was written for one purpose, and that purpose is called the balance of power. So if the legislative branch of government were to infringe upon the power of the other two, it was up to one of the other two branches to put the other one back in check. And with there being three, an odd man out, there would always be a balance of power. It's amazing how many people don't know that. So a quick breakdown of each. The legislative branch makes the laws. The judicial branch interprets the laws, and the executive enforces the laws. It's pretty plain and simple. But did you know that since the beginning of our so-called great country, the legislative branch has encouraged the executive branch to write laws, which is basically illegal? And most American citizens since the 1700s are not aware that the presidents and members of the executive branch have written laws for our country. And this is done in the form of executive orders, which most people are aware of. But there are two other things called NSDs and NSCs. NSD is the acronym for National Security Directive. And NSC is the acronym for National Security Council. The difference between executive orders and NSD or NSCs is that executive orders must be filed and listed in the Federal Register, which is made available to the public, the House and the Senate, and for anybody out there wanting to read it. NDSs and NSCs are not reviewed by anyone. They are not reported. They are not made available to anyone, and basically not even acknowledged. So I found it very interesting when I was going back in time, looking into what Bill Cooper said. Bill Cooper was a whistleblower. He had stated that the United States has been under martial law since the presidency of Abraham Lincoln, when the government refused to rescind the declaration of martial law during the Civil War. And I didn't even know that. These national security directives are so secret, dangerous, and powerful, they have been used since 1947 under Harry Truman. And the scary part is that Congress has turned a blind eye to most of them. So this is almost 100 years. And here we have 1947 again, that magical year. So much happened in 1947. Just go back and read about 1947 in regards to the government and Roswell. So much stuff happened, the CIA. And I would like to also point out that Bill Cooper said, and I quote, "Somewhere within the volumes of secret NSD directives, there is a plan to suspend the Constitution of the United States of America. I believe the plan is to suspend it because it is directly tied to the underground facility called Mount Weather and to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA." End quote. And that started on March 13th, 2020, when Trump declared the country in a state of emergency. We have been in a declared pandemic, a five-year medical martial law. Now, if you go back to what Bill Cooper said, claiming that the United States has been under martial law since the presidency of Abraham Lincoln, that could be true. And maybe martial law is just declared during wartime, when they can suspend our Constitution without people even knowing it. Well, it seems like that is exactly what they are doing now. It is what they are doing now. And this should last until 2025. And by now, every single American should be questioning what the hell is going on. And unfortunately, many are not. Many are still walking around in a mask, driving in masks, getting vaxxed. A lot of my family in Chicago are all vaxxed, and they have their vax cards, and that's just their way of life now. And they do it because they have no choice. You know, they have all surrendered to it. And that's any big city. You know, and the real problem here isn't even Joe Biden anymore. The real problem is FEMA. And the fact that its real purpose is to take over local, state, and federal government during a national emergency. I don't even think of Joe Biden as our president. What's crazy is when you think about all the times FEMA failed during disasters. I mean, think about it. That's because emergency relief is literally a front for what the agency is really doing, which is controlling our presidency via executive orders that were written years ago. FEMA was never supposed to be about emergency relief. And that is what makes our lawmakers and presidents and government so corrupt, because some of them know this. I'm not saying all of them know this, but some of them do know this. I mean, think about how horribly FEMA handled Hurricane Katrina. Katrina was responsible for over 1,800 deaths, extreme flooding, which could have been handled sooner. I mean, it was so bad that Michael Brown, the head of FEMA at the time, was basically forced to resign over the backlash. I mean, it took years for New Orleans to recover from that. And that is just one example. Between 2012 and 2018, there were over 300 sexual harassment cases that FEMA failed to track and address. Not to mention Hurricane Hugo mishaps. I mean, there are too many to discuss, but you get the idea. So what's even more interesting is that the years during the sitting presidential elections, there has been statistically significantly bad weather and disasters. and this can all be traced back to George Bush Sr. Massive inflows of FEMA funding led to increased corruption convictions for federal workers, and this is not a coincidence. I mean, how does it make you feel that FEMA is incompetent, corrupt, and currently running our country? It's insane, but it was predicted by many whistleblowers that this would happen, and it's all there in the NSDs and executive orders. The current head of FEMA is Deanne Criswell. Deanne took the role in April of 2021 after serving the state of New York in their emergency management office during COVID. So she was tight with Cuomo and de Blasio and Giuliani. So no wonder she would be promoted to run FEMA. George Bush Sr. issued an executive order called the Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act of 1988. And this order delegates all of the power of the president to the hands of FEMA director under a national emergency or pandemic. This includes all federal agencies, and the takeaway here is all federal agencies are currently under FEMA. All of them, right now, thanks to Donald Trump. And this is exactly what I talked about on the Black Pill podcast. And what every American citizen needs to know now, what's coming or could come, is the mobilization of the police state. And this will be done through National Security Directive 47. Coincidentally, it is called 47, which was passed by Ronald Reagan on July 22, 1982. And it's called the Emergency Mobilization Preparedness. Now, this lays the groundwork for a suspended constitution and institutes a police state. And they were able to pass these laws because no one knew they were writing these laws. They were never discussed. They were secretly written, and Congress turned a blind eye. Congress said nothing. And what's even more crazy is I was reading about martial law, and I'm sure you guys remember when Trump tweeted the word COVE-fifi. Okay, this happened in May of 2017. And it was really bizarre. And I remember it in real time because I was still on Twitter. And I remember getting updates from him or notifications every time he tweeted. And he wrote, "Who can figure out the meaning of COVE-fifi? Enjoy." Well, it turns out, maybe you know this, but this was news to me, that there was another House bill called 2884. Introduced to the House of Representatives in May of 2017, the same month he tweeted this, called the Communications Over Various Feeds Electronically for Engagement Act. That's the acronym for COVE-fifi. Okay? This bill was to preserve every single tweet that Donald Trump sent out, regardless if it was deleted or not, which he did a lot. He used to tweet all the time and then delete them. Now, this bill is something that did not need to happen. I mean, this is our tax dollars at work here, okay? But this bill was introduced by Michael Quigley of Chicago, Jesuit educated, and of course his name is Quigley. And in regards to this, you know, one thing that I don't think most Trump and QAnon supporters understand is that these infamous military tribunals that they were talking about this whole time, you know, hoping that these military tribunals would happen. Military tribunals are one of the first phases of martial law. So all this time, Trump and QAnon, you know, this whole strategic psyop was priming and prepping people to accept the concept of military tribunals. Even though it sounded great at the time, I remember thinking like, yes, like lynch these people in the street. If they're pedophiles, fucking kill them. If they've done all this stuff that Q has claimed they have done, fucking kill them. I was all about it. Like anybody in their right mind who was reading the Q drops at the time was all about it. Okay. But it was news to me that military tribunals are actually a phase of martial law. And I did not know that because maybe I didn't care enough to look deeper into it, but I thought that was very interesting. So in 1976, a whistleblower by the name William R. Pabst, who had a career in the Navy, many government agencies, and he worked for Johns Hopkins, wrote a report called The National Emergency Total Takeover. It's very long and detailed, but I will summarize it. It's written out in sections, and they are: implementing the new government, which discusses designating authority to various departments of the federal government. For example, it states that the Treasury Department would be responsible for collecting all cash items and to stop departure or escape from the United States. The next section is called Controlling the Masses, which basically describes what they did to us in 2020 by the method of isolating everyone, keeping us off the streets so we wouldn't rally, manipulating media and censorship, and validating police action. And this leads into the next section called The Planned Police State, which describes the instructions on confiscating privately owned weapons and ammunition. The next section is called Files on Potential Prisoners, which discusses how the U.S. Army has over 350 record centers containing information on U.S. citizens. He also claims that there are over 25 million files on individuals and businesses, which include psychological profiles on people. Okay, these files are specifically for, quote, enemies of the United States. Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm one of them. I'm sure all of you are too. The next section is called Mental Cooperation in Takeover Plans, which describes civilian control by aerosol gas and calling for citizens to be imprisoned if they do not accept the concept of, quote, world citizenship. It also details that every psychology teacher in America, knowingly or unknowingly, shall teach only communist doctrine under the guise of psychology. Okay, so this document was written in 1976. So if this is true, obviously since the late 70s, we know that colleges were hijacked. And now, according to this, we know that psychology departments were hijacked. So there you go. And it makes me think of Jordan Peterson. Now, I know a lot of people love Jordan Peterson, and I did too in the beginning. I bought his book. I read his book, 12 Rules for, I forget what it's called. But anyway, Jordan Peterson worked for the United Nations. And to me, that's just crazy. He's also a huge fan of Mikhail Gorbachev and actually named his daughter Michaela after him, Michaela, and spelled it the same way Mikhail Gorbachev spelled his name. His entire house is decorated with communist art. I mean, the guy is like the poster boy for communist psychology, even though he's got some good ideas. I can't deny that, but I question Jordan Peterson at this point. Anyway, that's a side note. But so the last section in this document is called the Geneva Convention, which basically describes FEMA camps and prisons that will be made available all over America for people who exercise freedom of speech or go against the government in a martial law situation. Now, this was written into law by Dwight Eisenhower. And not only did he think this wasn't sufficient enough, he added this addendum that you can be put to death under the provisions of the Geneva Convention of 1949. This is not conspiracy. This is law. So I got done reading this document, and what I got out of it is that if you basically are a conservative patriot in 2022, you are considered dangerous and an enemy to the United States. Now, this is very easy for anybody to see now. And I'm just regurgitating what the echo chamber is already saying. Now, it is my opinion that COVID is a depopulation method, but zero population growth has been a super hot topic since the late 1960s. The eugenicists wasted no time by lowering the birth rate through birth control, increasing the death rate by making abortion legal. And if we go back and talk about the Club of Rome, there was a man by the name of Aurelio Pecci who oversaw the Club of Rome and used to advocate that another plague be introduced to the world that would have the same effect as the Black Plague, something that we could, quote, blame on Mother Nature, a disease, end quote. Now, for those that don't know this, the chief recommendation was to develop a microbe that would attack the immune system, which would render out a vaccine, a much-needed vaccine. They would be the problem and the solution. Now, these words were taken directly from the Global 2000 report, and the goal was to kill 3 billion people on Earth. Okay, this is back in the 80s. Still don't believe me? Look into it. Look into the Hague-Kissinger depopulation policy, which is actually being run by the State Department. You can Google this and read it yourself. Okay, the Global 2000 report, Hague-Kissinger depopulation policy. Look into it. Not to mention, Henry Kissinger wrote many books basically surrounding eugenicist themes and depopulation and population control. Okay, so going back to the Hague-Kissinger depopulation policy, this policy declares that all third world nations must depopulate their countries or take no aid from the U.S. And these operations have been carried out by the Jesuits. This is in the document. Go read it. This was written in 1981, 1 year after the Global 2000 report. And the one question everybody wants to know the answer to is, why the New World Order? Why do they want to do this? And all we have to do is go back and read the writings of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I have videos on all of these organizations, so go back, educate yourself, watch these videos if you have not seen them. The reason for the New World Order is easy, because according to them, they are, well, whether this is real or not, the real possibility of global nuclear war, which could set off another ice age, is what they are afraid of. That's it. That is their reason. That is what they have said over and over again in documents, in books. That is it. The possibility of a global nuclear war, which will set off another ice age. Now, I know that there are some other groups out there that do not believe in the elite. They do not believe that the Bilderberg Group is real. They do not believe in nuclear war, nuclear power. Like, I understand all that. I don't even know what I believe at this point. But those documents and those words are out there for a reason, whether it's to scare the living shit out of us or because it's actually real. Either way, it's insane. And it shows that we are being run by psychopathy. Like, this is 100% psychopathy. And it could all very much be fake. You know, all these characters, all these people, no one knows. And it doesn't really matter because the global population has been brainwashed into thinking that they exist, whether they do or not. So in the minds of the elites, their so-called rationalization of the New World Order for any citizen that dares to ask is to prevent nuclear war so all countries can coexist under one government, one world. That is it. And really, in the end, it doesn't matter what the reason is. It's the goal. And most of us know that by now. But to be successful at defeating this, because you and I both know this is far from over, and even though Trump declared the country in a state of emergency, we aren't fully into full-blown martial law just yet. I believe we are under medical martial law. There are days it feels like the narrative is falling apart, but we still have masks in schools. You know, the Supreme Court just mandated all medical workers to get jabbed. And I know some people were excited because not all businesses had to be mandated. And that's great, but they still mandated medical workers. So it's like they're still placating to the left ideology of insanity. You know, and even though we've been dealing with this shit for 2 years, it still does not feel normal. It will never feel normal. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I believe we are at a fork in the road. And there are some of us who are actively living our lives full of love, not participating, not getting jabbed, not wearing masks, keeping our kids out of it, not to mention trying to help others wake up and see this madness for what it is. You know, we are deploring the violence, getting involved locally in our communities, learning how to garden, spending time in nature, getting away from technology, bartering, homeschooling, just doing what we have to do to survive. And there are so many of us out there. And then there are others who are completely stuck in the matrix, getting jabbed so they can travel, getting jabbed so they can go to concerts. It's fucking retarded. I mean, the saddest thing about this whole situation is that people believe they don't have a choice. People are not living as if their lives matter. You know, we didn't even get the full ingredients of the vaccine until literally yesterday. So for however long people have been getting jabbed, they've just been getting jabbed without even knowing what is in the fucking vaccine. Now, call me crazy, but I don't want to inject my body with something that I don't even know what it is. So I've survived. I'm still not jabbed. But all these other people got jabbed, whether it's, you know, they just felt forced, obviously, felt like they were doing the right thing, which is, you know, the mind control at work and the propaganda. I mean, it's fucking crazy. But anyway, I could go on and on about that. But my good friend Denise, who goes by October Sky on Instagram, she sent me this crazy, crazy video today that I'm going to play, speaking of the vaccine. And it speaks for itself. So just listen to this.
Okay, so I am a natural doctor, and I have 1,600 patients. Many are vaccinated, just to give you a little bit of backstory about my credibility. What I've seen so far and what I've learned is all information from physicians, medical physicians, natural physicians, and also immunization, virology doctors, things like that, and then also nurses. So what I'm about to share with you is the first vaccine, the second vaccine, and then the boosters and what it does to your body. The first vaccine, as it goes into your body, it has a small amount of saline and then a bunch of ingredients that are very catastrophic to your cellular system. What that does to your immune system, which is your bone marrow, your thymus gland, your spleen, and all other systems associated with your immune system, it decreases the ability to produce white blood cells by 50% from your first vaccine. Then 8 weeks later, which is white blood cell reproductive system, so your ability to make another generation of white blood cells is 8 weeks. That's why they set it up 8 weeks later to hit it again. So you hit the white blood cell ability while it's down. So now what you do is now they decrease the saline in the second one, and they increase the harmful ingredients. So now you have a shift in the ingredients. So they decrease the saline and increase. So now there's a shift. And then what they do is that second dose attacks your ability to make white blood cells by an additional 25%. So now you only have white blood cell ability, like the ability to make white blood cells, functioning at 25%. So you just wiped out 75% of your military and the ability to make that military. Then what they do is they set in the booster. The booster has 81 strands of foreign bacteria that your cells have never come across. You don't have the antibodies to fight it, but you only have 25% of your white blood cell production to be able to fight it. So it's a losing battle. So then what starts to happen is you start to get chronic inflammation that goes to the areas that you had predisposition. So if you were someone that has gut health issues, that's your area that it's going to focus on, and you're going to have inflammation in the gut health. If it's respiratory, if you have a tumor or cancer, or if you have, say, endometriosis, or you have a skin condition, whatever that is, it's going to inflame that area, because now the body has hit the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight, and the body is in a chronic inflammatory state with a low immunity and a low immune response. Then you get your second booster. What the second booster has is it has 8 strands of HIV. And now what that does is it completely shuts off your ability to make white blood cells. And if you Google what that disease is, it is HIV. So now we have people that are walking around with no immune system, no ability to make an immune system, 81 strands of foreign bacteria, and then also 8 strands of foreign HIV.
So, yeah. So if this is true, then we were right all along. And this honestly just makes me sad. And at this point, it's just too late. It's too late for so many people. So many people, if you believe the stats, have been vaxxed and received the boosters. And now we just have to wait and see what happens. And hopefully the people that we know that have been vaxxed will be able to survive this. But what's crazy is I know a lot of people that have been vaxxed, and they have been more sick in the last year than I can remember. Now, is that coincidence? Is that just COVID, flu, whatever? I mean, it's like, I really feel like people's immunities are breaking down. And if we revisit the SPARS playbook, you know, by this time, well, if you don't know what the SPARS playbook is by now, I'm sure everybody listening knows, but just Google it, SPARS playbook, Johns Hopkins. But by this time, as of May 2022, which would be, I believe, 2028 in the SPARS playbook, their fake scenario of a 3-year time period during a fake pandemic, you know, during May of 2022 this year, allegedly, you know, all of this vaccine injury is going to come out. Parents and people are going to start suing the government for vaccine injury due to the PrEP Act. Now, the PrEP Act was introduced by the SPARS playbook, but it actually exists in our reality. The PrEP Act, which stands for Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness, basically covers the asses of every medical worker, from midwives to dentists to doctors, anybody that can administer the COVID-19 vaccine without any repercussions. Now, this act was passed into law and was made effective on February 10th, 2021. Now, a lot of us knew this, but there are other diseases that are also covered under the PrEP Act. They are influenza, Zika virus, Ebola, anthrax, and smallpox. All the diseases that seem to have been conjured up by the powers that be, just like COVID. That's fucking weird to me. And that tells me a lot. So it's not like any of this is new, but they are creating a sea change for how the world deals with pandemics for the next century, in this century. And I was talking to my mom, and my mom was double vaxxed. You know, her and my dad refused to get the boosters, thank God. But I know a lot of people who have gotten the boosters. And my mom said, you know, this sounds like a science fiction nightmare. Like, who do we even trust anymore? And I told her, you trust yourself. You know, I've been telling her since 2020 not to get the vax under any circumstance. I called my parents 3 times begging them not to get it. And I've tried explaining to her mass mind control and explaining that her generation was completely brainwashed into believing the medical industry and trusting them with everything. But she couldn't even trust me, her own daughter. And she still doesn't really get it. but she knows that there's something wrong, which she will not get the booster, and it baffles me. But I'm glad she won't get it, but she still got jabbed, you know, and she's currently sick right now. Her and my dad are both sick for the second time in a month. And I know I'm not the only person with family and friends who still cannot see what's happening here. But I want to leave you with a quote from Henry Kissinger. You know, share this with people. This is what he said, and I quote, "Everything is going to be different. Many will suffer. A new world order will emerge. It will be a much better world for those who survive. In the long run, life will be better. The world we have wanted will be reality." End quote. So just remember how far we've come. You know, I've been able to avoid this. I've kept my kids out of masks. I'm not vaxxed. I know there's a lot of people out there living the same. It's been very hard and challenging, but, you know, I do think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I've actually thought about starting to lie to people and telling them my family is vaxxed just to get the target off our back. Because I know that if this shit resumes as is, you know that the snitches will be out in full force. And it might be time for us to start a little reverse psychology of our own. And you've got to stay steps ahead. And what's also crazy is the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris, just declared that there will no longer be any mask mandates, which I find to be very suspicious. So my theory with that is, you know, like Melinda Gates said, that the pandemic will end in 2022 and we should, quote, you know, get to herd immunity. But I believe that this has to do with the Democrats and the so-called elections, because we know elections are coming in November. So what's better than to end the mask mandate, end this pandemic before the elections, and then resume it back up for another year, two or three or four? I mean, I do not see this ending, and I have always believed that masks are here to stay, but hearing that they have taken away the mask mandate in the UK is very bizarre at this point, because they keep saying how hospitals are so overflowed and now kids are in the hospital. It just does not make sense to me. So I guess we're just going to have to see what happens. But I spent the last 2 weeks planning a 3-month road trip for my family and I. We have a taxa cricket. I know I talked about this last year, but we spent last year RVing, and I just planned a 3-month road trip starting in June through Labor Day. We're going to visit 7 states. We're staying at state parks, water parks, and taking advantage of our Harvest Host membership, which costs $80 for the year. And with the membership, you can stay at any Harvest Host location, which are private farms, wineries, breweries, golf courses, etc. So we're super excited to get on the road again and just go and live and avoid the Matrix people. And what's even crazier is that the entire 3 months is still cheaper than 1 week at Disney World for my whole family, including flights. But it's still pretty amazing how much money you can save in retrospect and the perspective of how expensive Disney World actually is. So anyway, I hope everybody is staying happy and healthy. That's all for me today. Thank you so much for listening to me rant. I hope you learned something, and I will see you very soon.